What happens after the most significant event in human history? I'm Chris Montgomery, senior pastor at Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama, and welcome to Fraser 365. Today we're in a study called Victory, a journey from the cross to Pentecost. Our prayer is that through God's Word, you'll come to a greater knowledge today of what it means to be a disciple of Christ and live in the victory of His resurrection power.
Welcome to Day 27 of From the Cross to Pentecost. Today's devotional is My Provider. Joel Beek wrote, "Heaven is a prepared place for a prepared people, built by a preparing God." Our text for today is Psalm 23, verses 5 through 6. "You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Some thoughts on today's reading. David closes out his personal description of the Lord as his shepherd by focusing on God's provision. Gerald Wilson describes a common interpretation of Psalm 23:5 as follows. Despite the attempts by some commentators to understand verse 5 in the context of the shepherd's relation to the flock, it seems more likely that here the image shifts in order to connect the psalmist's message to the human audience explicitly. The image shifts, therefore, from the joys and threats of the migrating flock to the new picture of the beleaguered faithful affirmed and honored by God in the very presence of the enemy. In these verses, Yahweh is no longer shepherd, but assumes the role of host, while the trusting follower sits as honored guest at his table. The picture is one of ultimate communion with God himself. To accept another as a guest at one's table was to set aside enmity and to assume responsibility for the safety of the guest while in your dwelling. To sit at Yahweh's table is to enjoy fellowship and communion with him. To do so in the presence of my enemies is to have one's special relationship to God declared publicly in a context of divine blessing and security. David expresses protection and fellowship, then, that God provides amidst the attack from our enemies. In Psalm 23:6, David turns his attention to the continual goodness and mercy that have followed him during his life because of God's provision. Rod Mattoon defines this thought from the original language of the Old Testament as follows. The word follow is from the Hebrew word radaf, which means to pursue, persecute, to run after, to put to flight, or chase. This word is usually used in a hostile sense of an animal pursuing its prey, but here it is used in a benevolent way. These graces seek us out when we walk with the Lord and make him the shepherd of our lives. Sometimes we focus on the evil that pursues us rather than all the goodness of God that has been bestowed on our lives. David rejoices in all that God has done for him. No, his life hasn't been easy, and he has had his share of enemies and personal sins to deal with. Yet God's mercies and goodness have been plentiful. God has pursued David to bless him, and he is overwhelmed when he contemplates all that God has done. Because David is fully aware of God's earthly pursuit, he rests assured of the Lord's heavenly provision. When David concludes with, "I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever," he firmly believes his future is secure. He knows that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever, so he knows that God will always and forever provide. As you consider God's goodness and mercy and the home he has prepared for you in heaven, let the following scripture from Hebrews 11:13-16 strengthen your faith in God's ability to provide. "These all died in faith, not having received the things promised, but having seen them and greeted them from afar, and having acknowledged that they were strangers and exiles on the earth. For people who speak thus make it clear that they are seeking a homeland. If they had been thinking of that land from which they had gone out, they would have had opportunity to return. But as it is, they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared for them a city." Some questions to consider. How can Hebrews 11:13-16 encourage your faith today? How good and merciful has God been to you? And finally, Take time today to thank the Lord for all His present and future provisions. Thanks for joining us today.